Tampa Bay's morning crew.
All right, time now for Melanie's morning motivation on 99.5 QYK.
Yeah, you have never lived this day before, and you never will again, so make the most of it.
Fresh start.
You can't get the time back. This morning. It's 7 a.m. If you've got some stuff you've been putting off, don't put it off anymore. Get to it. You never lived this day before. You never will again. Make the most of it, people.
Love that. She puts these up on our Facebook page, too, if you want to share them with anybody. You can. 99.5 QYK. You can check that out. Our 7:15 second date update coming up for you in 6 minutes.
It's JR and Melanie's second date update on 99.5 QYK.
We got a brand new 7:15 second date update right now. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie. Who do we got today,
Mel? We have Mark, and he actually has not yet gone on a date with Lauren, but he's reaching out to us to see if he can issue an apology to her.
Well, it's not a good start when you have to when you have to say sorry before you've gone out.
Yeah, definitely not. So I want to hear the story from him.
All right, he's on the phone right now. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm all right. How are you guys?
We're good. So yes. Give us this backstory of why you need to give an apology.
Yeah, just kind of dumb, really. I met Lauren Dog Bar, and I got her number. I thought she was really cute. I really thought we kind of sparked right away. You know, one of those connections where it's just like, this is something, like, you know. And so I texted her, and I didn't get a response. So I kept texting her. I texted her, like, I don't know, a bunch of times.
Like, an estimate. Like, are we talking, like, 3 times?
Maybe, like, 10 times.
All right, so you don't want to come on too strong.
Oh, my goodness. Mark, there's a bubble ratio. You got to wait for someone to send back a bubble. You can't just keep going.
I know. I just thought, like, I wanted her to know who it was because we just exchanged numbers, and I want to miss this because, like, if we didn't talk right away, then I was sure it just wasn't going to happen, you know? Anyway, that's kind of what I'm calling about. Yeah, I just think I need to apologize for, I called her a fool as well, and I saw this next morning. Yeah, yeah. So I think I just drank too much. When I texted her, later that night, I went to bed, right, and I just, like, I guess I had a bunch of drinks. Next morning, I look at my phone, and I had said, whatever, you're lost, you're a fool. And in hindsight, that probably wasn't, like, a great idea.
No, probably not.
I think we're all
going to agree that probably wasn't your greatest move, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like I kind of gave her a bad impression. It's just not me, so I would love to apologize and just kind of start this over if she's, you know, willing to have it.
She hasn't said anything, even when you called her something, she hasn't said anything to you?
Nothing, no.
Wow.
Ooh, and silence sometimes speaks so much louder.
Oh, yeah. Silence can be deafening.
You almost wish that she would reply just so you know that she's gotten your apology, but, you know, I guess we can just call her and see if she'll accept it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'll be honest with you, dude. I don't like your chances, but we are going to give you a shot here. We're going to try. I'm glad that you're ready to apologize. So let me put you on hold, Mark, and we're going to try to call Lauren, okay?
All right, thank you.
We are trying to help out Mark today. He's definitely dug himself a hole on the 7:15 second date update. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie. Melanie, recap this for us. What do we know so far?
So Mark met Lauren at the dog bar, and he thought she was cute, got her phone number, and then he had too many drinks, I guess, after that, according to him. And the next day when he woke up, he saw that he had really blew up her phone, calling her and texting her. She had not responded to any of the messages, and at one point, he even called her a name and called her a fool for not giving him a chance. So now he wants to apologize.
Okay, well, this could go really bad, or maybe this will be okay. Maybe they can mend everything. We're going to try to call Lauren right now and see what's going on.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Lauren?
Yes.
Hey, Lauren, this is JR and Melanie from 99.5 QYK. How are you?
I'm okay. What is this?
Well, we want to see if we can talk to you for a second. We do something called a 7:15 second date update every day. We talk to people about dates they went on.
Yeah, I listen to that, like, all the time.
Okay,
like,
well, guess
what? I love the show. I haven't, like, been on a first date lately or anything, so.
You know what? And that's actually what we're calling about. We actually heard about this guy, Mark, who's been blowing you up on text. And I think he's even called you a couple names. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so I'm going to get right to it. I'm going to bring, we actually have Mark on the phone.
Yeah.
He wants to issue an apology to you publicly.
Okay.
Mark?
Hey, Lauren. Thanks for answering. How's it going?
You all right? I'm okay.
I just wanted to say I'm sorry. I checked my text afterward the next day. I think I just drank too much and I was a little nuts. I sent you way too many texts and I probably shouldn't have called you a fool. That was ridiculous. I'm so sorry. If you're willing to forgive me, I'd love to meet up sometime and try this for real.
I appreciate the apology. I'm not really interested in meeting up.
Well, Laura, let me ask you a question. Why in the first place were you not responding, if you don't mind us asking?
Honestly, okay, so I don't know how much of the story you have, but we met, I was doing like one of those pedal pub tours, and so I had my phone in my purse, like not on me, like it was in the center of the thing. I was like with my friends, I wasn't really checking my phone, so I wasn't like trying to ignore him. It was more just like later I picked up my phone and there was like a dozen texts from him that I responded to, all within like a couple hours.
But you didn't respond, right, at all?
No, I wasn't responding because I just wasn't looking at it.
Right.
Like, if I had checked my phone and there had been, like, two messages or something, you know, I would have responded and it would have been fine. It was just, I had, like, I mean, it was at least, like, 10 messages from him. It was just a lot. Like, so he knew that I was out with friends. I was out for somebody's birthday, like, I just wasn't looking at my phone. He's, like, sending me pictures of, like, him at the bar. And he sent me a picture of, like, two drinks and was, like, have one waiting for you. Like, you know, come here, stop by. And it was, like, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm busy.
Oh, man.
Well, dude, you can look back at your thread. I mean, dude, this is a horrible first impression with her.
Yeah.
I think you would have had a chance if you would have stopped blowing her up so much. Let me, in the spirit of second chances, Lauren, would there be any way that you could forgive him for this? I mean, obviously he messed up and he, you know, texted you way too much and obviously called you a name. Is there any way we could hit the reset button on this? And we would love to set you up. We'll pay for the date.
I mean, like...
No text. Well, Mark is funny. There is that.
I kind of get it. Like, I mean, everybody, you know, like, drinks too much and whatever, but I'm just not interested. Like, it just seems like a big red flag that if that's my first impression, that you're drinking too much and texting me that I'm a fool because I missed out and all this. Like,
I don't think I've been called a fool in a long time.
But you have been called one?
Absolutely. I am one. What are you talking about?
Just not recently.
All right. Well, listen, Mark, I'm sorry, man. I think you just kind of shot yourself in the foot out the gate, and it's kind of hard to recover from that when she doesn't know anything else about you.
But it does sound like, Lauren, you do accept his apology at least, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like a huge deal. It's just, it's fine. Like, just please don't text me anymore.
I won't. I get it. Sorry.
That's all right, Mark.
You're pretty awkward, guys.
No, don't be awkward. You're fine, man. Mark. Thanks for coming on with us. I appreciate you, Lauren, answering the phone and giving us some clarity as well.
Thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah, too. Yeah, appreciate that. You guys have a great day, okay?
Cool. I get to be on the show, so actually, thank you. Kind of made my dream come true. I love the show.
You're going to turn somebody down and be on the show. It's great.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have a great day. See ya.
Thanks.
See ya.
Oh, my gosh. I want to help the guy out.
Yeah.
Anytime I can, you know, I want to stick up for him, but I don't know. I don't know if there's recovering from that one.
No, I don't think so. I think they're better off apart. Too much drinking, too much texting.
But your opinion matters. We want to hear from you right now. 800-992-1099. Here's Brett Young. Catch.
Well, Mark and Lauren will not be going out on another date. It's our 7:15 second date update. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. Your thoughts, Melanie?
He came on way too strong. Too many text messages all at once without getting a reply.
Yeah, he just kind of just said, I think he panicked, too.
Yes.
And I think he had a little bit of liquid courage that kind of took him over the edge. But I want to get your responses right now. I got Andrew in Tampa. Andrew, what do you think, man?
He definitely shot himself in the foot in that one. Should have just left it at two texts. If she was going to respond back, she would have responded.
Yeah, you know, Andrew, it's funny. Is if I woke up and realized that I just had sent a bunch of texts without me remembering it, I'd been like, well, not going to let that one go.
Yeah. Do you think that's the rule, though, Andrew? I think it's fascinating that two text bubbles, that's the limit, right, until you get a response from someone? Because then past that, is that just crazy?
Yeah, it is. After two, if you continue after that, you kind of just basically screwed yourself on that second chance.
And I think that's exactly what happened. So maybe he'll learn his lesson. Maybe drink less or text less or both.
Exactly. Hopefully.
All right, Andrew. Thanks for calling, man. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. If you missed it, it's going to be on our podcast a little bit later. You can check it out at 995QYK.com. Got a great prize for you coming up at 7:40.
Yeah, just 10 minutes away. We want to get you into 3 days of Country Thunder.
Now it's time for Melanie's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Midland has a new side hustle. They're now in the tequila business, and they've been having a lot of fun down in Mexico, testing out different tequila flavors, and now they have finally found one that they loved. The tequila is called Insulita, and it's currently available in Texas, but they're hoping to roll it out nationwide soon.
Could work side by side and really hand by hand with the three of us and then with our partners down in Mexico and putting out what we feel like is one of the best tequilas in the market. If you're going to make something, make it good.
You know, when you have a song called Drinking Problem and you come out with a tequila, I don't know if that's a great idea or a bad idea. But those guys are awesome.
It's just the natural thing. Country stars make songs about drinking and then they launch an alcohol brand.
Yeah, George Strait did it.
There you
go. And FGL's in the whiskey business, so I hear you.
Yep. One of the biggest country music festivals has been postponed as a result of the coronavirus. The Stagecoach Festival in Indio, California, it was set to take place in April. JR was actually going to go to this. Well, unfortunately, it has been moved. They're thinking October is when it's going to be, which isn't that better weather out there anyway? So,
well, April's it's kind of similar. April's fun too. You don't want it to be in the middle of the summer because your face will melt off. But the other thing about that is the same place, and people also know where Coachella is.
Yeah.
And they do 2 weekends of Coachella. So they got to postpone all of that. Problem with that is the fall tours are already booked for these artists. So it's not guaranteed that they're going to be able to have the same lineup.
Oh,
that's
I see.
Interesting. So if you're booked at, you know, Mid Federal Credit Union over here to be here in October, you're not going to be. It's a routing issue. So
yeah, you're not going to be at Stagecoach.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So the lineup could change. No word yet how it's been affected. The good news is Country Thunder in Kissimmee and the Tortuga Music Festival in Fort Lauderdale are both still on as of now, and we will keep you guys updated as those updates become available. Florida Georgia Line, they wrote their hit song "Blessings," song I absolutely love, love, love. They wrote it a few years ago, but they say that actually it was a prediction into the future because they've never been more blessed than they are right now.
That day we were just feeling extra thankful and wanted to extend that gratitude into a song, and I think we're probably more thankful and blessed now than we ever have been. It's just funny how a song can kind of go full circle and come back around and mean so many different things now with family and friends and a great team that we're blessed to have around us.
Yeah, good perspective right there for those guys. For sure.
They're currently over in Africa. I don't know if you follow them on Instagram. I follow them and then their wives as well.
Yeah, I know they do missions trips over there a lot.
Well, they're on vacation right now and they're doing that thing where you can feed the giraffes. It is so cool. Their daughter's putting the little carrot sticks in her mouth and the giraffe is just licking all over her face. It is absolutely adorable and definitely something you want to add to your bucket list. It looks so fun.
We got the coronavirus going around and they're letting a giraffe lick her face. What's happening?
Yes, I'm sure they took all the precautions before they headed over there. If you want more country news, be sure to check out our site, 995QIK.com.
All right, come up in 6 minutes. If you're a McDonald's fan, there's something pretty cool going over there. I'll tell you about it. And Melanie's very excited about it. Anyways, coming up, here's Brad Paisley, Mud on the Tires.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR Melanie, 995QYK. All right, if you're looking for that cheat meal, we might have it for you.
Yeah, McDonald's just announced they're going to start serving 2 alternative versions of their iconic Big Mac sandwiches.
That used to be my jam. That used to be it.
You're familiar with the Big Mac.
Special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Familiar. I sing that every day. What are you talking about?
Is that your ringtone?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now they're going to offer a bigger version and a smaller one. The Little Mac is just one patty and no extra bun. Okay. And then there's going to be the Double Big Mac. This one, I don't even know how you have a mouth big enough to eat it, honestly. It is four meat patties.
Have you seen my mouth?
You may be the exception
yes,
to this rule.
This will work. Figuratively and literally. It big
is,
mouth.
It has got four patties and two extra buns on top and then two extra buns on the bottom. This thing is massive. The new Double Big Mac and Little Mac both go on sale today, JR, so you are in luck.
Sounds like a great pre-workout. You know, meal. Want to have that right before you go hit the gym, the treadmill, something like that. Sounds great.
Nothing says I feel like really working out today like eating a Double Big Mac.
I love that. All right, very cool. New Ashley McBride next. You know, that Bachelor show is all about love, Melanie.
It is.
I don't know if you knew.
Last night, though, there was a lot more drama than love going on.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie, 995 QYK. Now, I will say that I am not a watcher or viewer of the show. But tonight, last night was the finale, you told me?
Yeah, it was a two-night finale. Last night ended with a live finale where they had Peter and then the other girls, Hannah Ann, who he proposed to, but then he revoked the proposal.
Okay.
He decided, no, this isn't going to work. I'm still in love with Maddie. So then, cue Maddie coming out to the stage. There was so much drama.
All right, Kevin, do you watch this show?
I do not.
Okay. Wife's not into it either?
She is not.
Okay. All right.
Really?
No.
Bachelor, no bachelor viewing
no
nights in the evil household.
You and the hubby watch it, though?
Brian will. He says he doesn't watch it, but then he chimes in with his opinion every once in a while. So he kind of watches
When I was in a relationship, I definitely did that, too. I'm like, are you kidding with these girls? Are you kidding with these guys? Really?
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. All right, I got you. I understand where he's coming from. But go ahead. What do you got?
This was the first time ever, though, that the mother of The Bachelor was so involved. She was at the finale. They had a split screen during the finale episode with the mom, and she was making all of these facial expressions because she did not care for Maddie, and she made that known. Now, Maddie is the one that Peter ultimately ended up with, and she was not about it, saying that it's actually the most massive fail.
Well, let me ask you this. When you say that it's split screen, the mom's not actually next to Maddie. She's just commenting as she's watching it, or she does it to her face.
She's in the same studio as Maddie, but Maddie's up on a couch with Peter and Chris Harrison, the host.
Right.
And the mom is just in the audience. So they keep showing a split screen of what's actually happening on the finale episode, and then the mom's facial expressions in the corner.
So
she was rolling her eyes. She was making all sorts of comments.
So does Maddie get to hear this live?
Oh, Maddie was sitting on the couch live.
Okay, so this happens to her face.
Yes, to her face.
Okay.
This is Peter's mom.
Chris, he's going to have to fail to succeed. Chris, all his friends, all his family, everyone that knows him knows that it's not, you know, it's not going to work. So we've been trying to help him. Would we want it to work? Yes.
Man. On TV.
Maddie is sitting right there. And they're talking about how they're in love and it's been an uphill battle, but they're willing to, you know, see where this leads. And ultimately, they do want to, you know, get engaged and get married, but the mom wants it not to happen.
Listen, that's a big deal because my parents' approval means something to me because I think that they've been married for over 40 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
They kind of know what's going on, I feel like. So if they were like, no, that would really mess me up, especially if you've done a show and you're on national TV. Now, what was Peter's reaction to that?
Peter's reaction was, while he does care what his family thinks, and it means a lot to him, he loves Madison, and he still wants to give it a try. So basically, he's not listening to his parents, and he wants to be with Madison. Madison was smirking the whole time, kind of making all of these awkward facial expressions, too, about how she kind of couldn't stand the mom. It sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Let me ask you this, Kevin. When you first started dating your wife, and was her family on board with you?
Yes, absolutely.
You know what? Kevin's such a nice guy. There's no way they weren't.
How could you not be?
Yeah.
But Kevin's so is Madison. Madison is so nice.
She hasn't done anything sketchy during it?
No. She's this sweet Christian girl. She's saving herself for marriage. I mean, it seems like she'd be every mother-in-law's dream.
She's the Tim Tebow.
She is of The Bachelor.
Of The Bachelor.
That's great.
Absolutely. But would it be a red flag if the mother-in-law did not approve?
Yes.
I'm out.
Really?
Listen, I want them to like me. But if I'm not gonna, if it's starting out like that, and I've done nothing wrong or mistreated their daughter in any way, I haven't mistreated her daughter in any way, and you're already not liking me, judging me, that's an uphill battle. Because guess what? You marry the whole family. That's right.
I know, but if you love the person, doesn't love conquer all?
That's what they say.
I don't know who they are, but that's what they say.
Think about this. Think about this, Mel. You've been married for how long? A few months, right?
Yeah, five, six months.
So you guys are learning. You're still learning things about each other. Even though you guys dated a while, now being married, when it's official, you're still learning stuff about being married, right?
Yeah, and you definitely do. It's a different dynamic with the mother and everything once you get married.
So you're winning over, not winning over, but you're learning your husband. Now you got to win over another family at the same time. That's a lot to start with, especially if you know that family doesn't like you.
Yeah, it's off to a rough start, but I think people can come around when she spends some more time with her.
Yeah.
I want people to weigh in, though. 800-992-1099. Are you running for the hills?
Are we asking that, or are we going to ask if anybody's has ever happened to anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Have you overcome this?
Yeah. Do you have a crazy mother-in-law, or did you?
Yes. Kevin, I'm glad it worked out for you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I know you're a hard guy to get along with.
Yeah, I know. Tough. Very tough.
No way. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. I like that song.
Same.
Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, Nobody But You. It's kind of a good song to introduce this. The Bachelor finale was last night. It's 99.5 QYK. Melanie watches it. I don't watch it. But she pointed something out that happened last night. This was Peter's mom, the Bachelor's mom, talking about his selection of Maddie to be the his final pick, right?
Yeah, so he had picked Hannah Ann and he proposed to her, but then he regretted that decision because he was still in love with Maddie, so he called it off with her. Now, Maddie and he are not, they're not engaged, but they are giving it a shot. The mom does not want that to happen.
All right, here's what she said.
Chris, he's going to have to fail to succeed. Chris, all his friends, all his family, everyone that knows him knows that it's not going to work. So we've been trying to help him. Would we want it to work? Yes.
Awkward.
Brutal.
Live in front of Maddie the entire world.
That was nice of her. That's good to have that mother-in-law. It's a great way to start it off.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, I got Kara on the phone. Kara, did you watch The Bachelor last night?
I did. We're a huge Bachelor Nation fan in my household.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So where are you at on this?
So, I mean, I like Maddie, but I think Peter's mom, there's a fine line between, of course, like, you're protective of your son and you want the best for him, but I think her behavior is just toxic, and I think watching the whole thing, she was so manipulative of Peter that I think it was just wrong to do, and especially, like, on live TV like that, I just think it was a really bad look for her.
If you're Maddie, are you running?
Oh, I would run 100%.
All right, there you go.
I would be concerned. I would certainly be concerned. As someone who has, like, major, like, in-law problems, it was super triggering to watch last night.
All right. Well, Kara, hopefully your problems get a little bit better, but I appreciate you calling.
Yes, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Hey, Chris, did you watch The Bachelor last night?
No, but I did just hear y'all talking on the radio about it.
So do you have a crazy mother-in-law you've dealt with?
Actually, yes, I have, and I'm currently dealing with it.
Okay. First of all, what's the issue? Do they have an issue with you?
Oh, yes. My girlfriend, she turned around and asked me out and asked me to marry her. She's 21, I'm 46.
Oh, so it's age difference thing.
The mother doesn't like me. The son knows me, has known me for years, and says that you have picked the best man I could ever ask you to be with.
Okay, so the dad's on board, but mom is not having it.
The mom is not having it by any means.
Does it affect the way that your girlfriend feels about you? I mean, has this caused a lot of trouble in the relationship?
It's caused a little bit of trouble. I care more about what your dad thinks than what your mom thinks. She goes, why is that? I was like, because your dad could kill me. Your mother's just going to look at me and yell at me.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think winning over the dad is more important in that case.
Well, back in the day, what did we do?
You asked for the dad's permission, right?
For the hand in marriage.
There you go.
And that's what I did. I went to dad.
All right, brother. We appreciate you calling. Maybe have a great
best
day.
Best of luck.
You as well. Thank you.
All right, I see one more call. Bree, did you watch The Bachelor last night?
Yes.
All right, so if you're Maddie, are you running? Are you hanging in there? What's going on?
If I'm Maddie, I'm fighting even harder for the relationship now. Just to prove the mom wrong.
So you're up for the challenge?
Ooh. Yes.
Okay.
I like that.
You know, that is cool.
Because like you want what you can't have kind of thing. And if the mom says that we're not going to make it work, watch us.
now we're really going to make
friends. Oh, Bree's a fighter.
Wow, she's sticking it to the future mother-in-law. She's like, I don't care. I am making this work come hell or high water.
Bree, are you married?
I think the mother-in-law will come around.
Yeah.
Once she does realize. And let's not forget, Maddie is the one that he brought on a date to his parents' vow renewal. So every time she looks at the family photos from her own vow renewal, Maddie's there.
She is.
Ooh, I didn't know that part.
What's so crazy is that when she went to that, the mom was so nice to her and liked her and everything was fine.
Girls are good about being fake, though.
Let's be honest. All right.
Oh, come on. You guys know. You're like, oh, God bless your heart, which is code for something else. All right, Bree, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, you know, I think Maddie should run, one. And two, she's going to be the winner at the end of this thing because she will be the next Bachelorette, don't you think?
No, but she's not going to be. People were hoping that she was not going to give Peter another chance. A lot of people were saying she is better than him and she could find someone better. And they wanted her to be the next Bachelorette. But they announced Claire, who's been on 4 seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise. So, yeah.
What happens to Maddie?
They've already picked Claire. She's with Peter. They're trying to make it work.
Oh. Oh, well, all right, well, good luck with that.
They're giving it one more shot.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR Melanie, 99.5 QYK. Time for trending in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, state officials released new data on the positive cases of coronavirus here in Florida. And unfortunately, the count is now up to 8. The Florida Department of Health said that 8 people have now tested positive for the virus. 3 of the 8 patients are in the Tampa Bay area. Now, 7 out of those 8 cases were travel related.
Okay.
So people who went overseas and they contracted it there. All 8 patients are isolated and will continue to stay in isolation until they are cleared by the public health officials.
I'm just glad they caught it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
For the individual's health and also for everybody else's too, so.
Yes, I'm right there with you. One Florida woman is now a lot richer this morning. Congrats going out to Cheryl Godert of Ocala. She claimed a $396 million Powerball jackpot. The jackpot was from the drawing that was held on January 29th. She did opt to take the lump sum, which left her walking away with around $276 million.
All right, Melanie, I have a question for you, and I want to know this.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working together for almost 2 weeks now.
Yes.
I've known you for about a month.
Yes.
You don't hang out with me outside the show, barely. Now, hold on.
You went to First Friday with me.
That's true. $270 million.
Uh-huh.
Do you throw your boy a mil?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Just because I'd be putting you in a weird situation because I wouldn't be here anymore, you know? So,
hey, here's Melanie's, Music Minute. Ready? That's it.
Yeah, but you'd have a couple million in the bank, so you wouldn't care. You'd be like,
hey guys,
okay.
Melanie couldn't make it into work today. She's on a private jet somewhere. She hasn't told us where.
It's a yacht. Let's be real, okay? The winning ticket was a quick pick ticket. Because if you do it, are you doing quick picks or are you filling out the bubbles old school?
I used to do the bubbles old school, but now I thought to myself, I'm done with the birthdays, all that. I know that's usually what people say. I just pick my son's birthday and my daughter's birthday,
that
whatever.
Kind of stuff, yeah.
But quick pick, I think, is... Because they're so, quick pick all the day.
Yeah, I'm with you, quick pick. And if you want to try your luck, you can pick up a quick pick today because the next Powerball drawing is going to be held tonight. The jackpot is $110 million.
Oh, it's not 300? Well, I'm not going to play then.
I mean, oh, you discriminate, really? No, that's just not enough money for you.
It's only 114 mil. What are you going to do with that?
What's ridiculous is that is the case for most people. They don't play it until it gets extremely high.
Yeah, and what they realize is then the chances get bigger that you're going to have to split it with somebody.
Yeah.
But then again, like we said, even if it was $5 million and you had $1 million of it, fine.
I would take it. McDonald's is not the only fast food chain adding some new items to their menu. Taco Bell just announced their Triple Lupa. It's a chalupa. And if you can figure it out by the name, it's 3 times the length of a regular chalupa.
Carry the 1. There's 3. Yes, there's definitely 3.
Yep, they're all combined into 1. So you have to actually break it apart in order to eat it. Unless you're JR, you've said that you've got
a giant mouth.
So
going in hot.
You can just fit all 3 of the chalupas in your mouth at once. They're going to be available in 3 flavors. Nacho cheese, chipotle, and then a combination of the 2. The triple lupa is going to be available at local Taco Bell starting tomorrow.
All right, cool. You can check all this out at 995QYK.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.